Blue states experience massive coronavirus surge in last 2 weeks. By Hannah Blow on November 26, 2021. Blue states, some of which had the most restrictive requirements in the country throughout the Chinese coronavirus pandemic, are experiencing massive surges of the virus as the holiday season arrives, prompting some to re-implement mitigation strategies and keep others in place. Michigan is reporting one of the biggest surges in the nation, experiencing a daily average of 8,457 cases, or 85 per 100,000, according to the New York Times tracker. That reflects an 88% increase in cases in the last 14 days alone. This week, the federal government agreed to Governor Gretchen Whitmer's D. request to send two medical teams to local hospitals to relieve doctors and nurses as they treat COVID-19 and other patients amid the surge. Pennsylvania, under Governor Tom Wolf's D. leadership, is seeing a daily average of 6,251 cases, or 49 per 100,000. That reflects an increase of 40% over the last 2 weeks as well. Similarly, Governor Kathy Hochul's D. New York is reporting a daily average of 6,666 cases, or 34 per capita. That reflects an increase of 37% in the last 14 days. While neighboring New Jersey is faring slightly better, reporting 25 cases per 100,000, or a daily average of 2,183 cases, that still reflects an increase of 61% over the same time period. Meanwhile, Illinois, one of the few states with a statewide mask mandate in place, is reporting a daily average of 4,661 cases, or 34 per 100,000. That reflects an increase of 86% in the last 2 weeks. The Sunshine State, whose Governor Ron DeSantis R. stood against long-term lockdowns, continues to have the lowest coronavirus rate per capita in the nation, sitting at 6. That reflects a 2% decrease in cases over the last 2 weeks.